Kuf Samachet Sifim Gimel. Afilu Dabar Shibilosa Abba. Bishlo Itigno Ein Mevachala Amoitzi. Afilu Shishol Teresa Ben Ham. Someone takes a regular dough and he cooks it or fries it in oil. Nameke Hamoitzan. It's a mezoinus. Even if it looks like a bread, because anything that is not bread halachically. Even when it was a dough, it was chayv and challah. Even so, he makes a mezainus. The bechus amaytzi ain hoylach ela achal shas afila. The bechus amaytzi is not what type of dough it was, it's how it was baked. And here it wasn't baked, it was cooked. Therefore, he makes a mezainus. Machava continues, v'yesh cholkin. They say that since it was a regular dough, and just now it was cooked, kol shetilas isa avha, v'il richvag deimayim v'osasufkin. He took a full dough, and even if he softened it up, and you cooked it in water or fried it in oil, still mevach amoitzi. You still make the biras amoitzi lechem min haaretz because the mice, it's a bread. Thus it was cooked. Says the Ramava, nogu lehakel. The minig is that you don't eat amoitzi. And the Chava continues, Yerushalayim eitzi dei shnei v'lo yochel idei shivoch alechem achat chila. Yerushalayim says the Chava, you should not get involved with the suffix, and therefore first make amoitzi and have in mind to be moitzi this cooked dough. Like an example of a cooked dough, or fried dough, is in Hebrew they call sufganiyot, donuts that are fried. The truth over there, we will see in a minute, it's a little bit different. So once again, if we have a regular bread dough that's fried or cooked in oil, it's a suffix. The minute is to be making and make a mezayis on it. The Mechava says Yerushalayim should make hamoitz and bread and then eat in the suda. Magen Avraham adds that if a person is eating a kedei zviya, an amount to satiate himself, we should not rely on the lenient opinion to make a mezainis on it, because now we have a subject to raisa, maybe you need to make a hamoitz and birchas hamoitz. There's another point, that if lachatchila your plan was to cook it, then even if you eat kedei zviya, you do not make a hamoitz, but that is also discussed. So it's one should avoid that situation, especially if he's eating a day sphere, you should watch on something else. Continue the Ramah, this is an important thing. All this is talking about that after you cook it, it still looks like a bread. When you cook it, it doesn't look like a bread and it's not eaten like a bread, like noodles. So even though the noodles are made out of a dough, but since they don't have a Torah lechem, you don't make a moitzi, you don't make v'echaz amosin, l'mikri lechem, ha'pashtida v'kreplech mikri Torah lechem. These other things are considered, there's a dough which is filled with meat and other things are considered that do have a Torah lechem. V'im ochlem elim kein v'ech al shah pas t'chila. Mela, such a case, once again, it was a regular dough that was filled with meat. The opinion of the Ramah is that it has a din of bread, or at least a suffix in bread, and therefore you should wash before you eat it. We will see more of this later. There's a whole discussion. Now, as we said before, if something's filled with fruit, then it's a mezainus. Here that it's filled with something which is the ikra suda, like meat and fish and chicken, the opinion of the Ramah is that it's a din of bread. V'chol zeh loymayir ela b'isa shem b'shem enut v'ash k'yeitzu. El shem etakmin boi avol em nilash v'hem v'asbayir dinoi eitzum pas abo v'kisa. That this whole thing is, if you're taking a regular dough that's not a sweet dough, and you're cooking it, and you're frying it. But like the donuts, the dough itself is like a cake-flavored dough. It's not worse than any other cake. And even if you bake it, it'll be mezainis. Surely, if you fry it, it's